Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, listeners. Welcome back to yet another episode of an unsolved case involving the Asian community in the United States. Today, we will be making our way back to the West Coast, to California, where many of the large cities in this state are home to Asian immigrant families. This case involves a couple who were brutally murdered in their own home. There has been no developments, nothing suspicious involving the couple, and so far, no one seems to know anything. Clearly, that is impossible, because someone out there definitely knows something. Two people do not just end up stabbed to death with no one knowing anything. Someone did it, and they are not saying anything. Let's begin. This case takes place in the Los Angeles County, specifically in the city of Diamond Bar. It's one of the cities where the majority of its residents are Asian, at least as of 2020. Even the local government is mostly made up of Asian American citizens. Diamond Bar is also said to be one of the best places to live in the state of California. And the suburbs is also known as very safe and luxurious communities, meaning it's definitely an expensive city. An Asian couple had been living in the city for several years, and they had never run into any problems, and none of their neighbors or acquaintances had anything negative to say about them. In all appearances, Wang Zhenlong and his wife, Zhong Meizhu, were a typical Asian couple living a peaceful life. In the year 2000, the couple immigrated to the United States from Taiwan with their two young children, and through hard work and dedication, they were able to fulfill and achieve the so-called American dream. Wang was said to have been a software programmer, while his wife, Zhong, was an art teacher who mostly had her students come to their home for classes. In 2016, both Wang and Zhong, 60 and 57 years of age, were already semi-retired, and their two kids were already out of the house and building their own lives. So, what happened to this couple? It's unknown when the last sighting or communication with this couple had been prior to the discovery of their bodies in their home. Knowing that they had friends, were friendly with their neighbors, and knowing that Zhong still had art students coming over to her house, their absence was definitely noted. According to news sources, a family friend of the couple had been contacted by the couple's family, saying that they were having trouble getting in touch with them and that they were kind of worried. It wasn't like them to drop off the radar, so the friend agreed to go pay the couple a visit at their home in Diamond Bar on the morning of October 20th, 2016, which was a Thursday. That's when the family friend made a terrible discovery, and the police were immediately called to the scene. At first, the police did not disclose how the couple was killed, but it was later revealed that both had sustained multiple stab wounds. The couple was not believed to have been killed in the same room as their bodies were found in separate rooms, and after a closer look, it did appear as if there were signs that a struggle had taken place inside the house. After checking with their friends, family, and neighbors, it was said that someone had last spoken with the victims on Wednesday evening. So using that piece of information, it would seem likely that the couple was killed the night prior to their discovery. It's not unheard of where a couple struggling with their relationship end up in a murder-suicide scenario, but police quickly ruled this out. This couple had been married for around 30 years at this time and had not been having any issues. They were living a good semi-retired life, and they had a lot going on in their personal lives as well. With that said, a break-in seemed to be the most likely scenario. After an initial search through the house, there were no signs of a break-in or robbery despite signs of struggle. The rooms were not ransacked, but it was later revealed that a sum of around $10,000 to $15,000 USD was missing from the family home. It's always kind of fascinated me how the police are able to figure out exactly what was taken from a home. Sometimes things are kept hidden, and many times no one even knows what people own. How do they find out what is missing if they never even knew what had been there to start with? I'm not saying the police is wrong, and I'm sure they have their ways of verifying this kind of information. It just makes you realize how tedious investigations can be. With no leads, the police turned to the public for assistance. A $30,000 reward was offered to anyone who had information on this case, but it didn't seem as if any of the leads they received ended up being helpful. The couple's son, Gary Wong, was understandably very distressed upon hearing the news of his parents' murder. He was quoted for the following, quote, "They didn't deserve a death like this. They don't rob, we don't rob, we don't steal. They were just honest people living within their means," unquote. Gary is a doctor, a married man, and father to a young daughter at the time. His daughter was extremely close to her grandparents, and the family would habitually FaceTime each other, and the daughter was said to have expressed a lot of frustration at no longer being able to see her grandparents. As I mentioned earlier, Diamond Bar was, and likely still is, one of the safest places to live in. Wong and Zhong's double murder was also the only murder that took place in Diamond Bar in the year 2016. As for theories on who may have killed the couple, it doesn't seem as though there are any solid suspects, at least none that have been revealed to the public. We've seen cases where children kill their parents for money, but this couple's children did not live near them, and there is nothing linking them to this case. I would not consider them suspects in any capacity. Some people online have also mentioned the idea of being a gang killing, but considering how they were an older couple and had no ties to anything illegal, this also seems rather unlikely. The most logical explanation, considering the murder and the missing money, would be a robbery or a botched burglary. Perhaps they only wanted to steal some money and valuables but ended up killing the couple, which caused some panic, and thus leaving the home without taking anything further. It's also likely that this was a murder involving two or more perpetrators, as the couple were found dead in separate rooms. Of course, without more information, all of this is just speculation. If anyone you know has any information on this unsolved murder, please reach out to the number listed in the show notes. There's also an option to leave anonymous tips, just in case. Please also help share this case with anyone who used to live in or is currently residing in Los Angeles. Any and all information could help crack any case wide open, so don't underestimate any information. Their family members deserve to know who did this, and those involved also deserve to be punished for taking two lives away so callously. Thank you for tuning in, and please always stay safe and lock your doors. Till next time.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.